guess, sir?
Yeah, yes, Mr. President. Well, how's the temperature of the leaders?
Very good. I have talked personally with such people of diverse views as Barry Goldwater and Bill Fulbright, and they each were most impressed with the meeting this morning, and were most complimentary not only towards your conduct of the meeting, but towards every aspect of your trip. But everyone is euphoric here, and of course the Senate is proud that its leaders, Mansfield and Scott.
Wasn't that a good thing, though?
Oh, Mr. President.
Incidentally, you know, I worked that out after torturous negotiation, but...
I'm glad to know that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that the Senate is an institution, and each senator is proud of the fact that the first visitors after the President will be the majority and minority leaders of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good thing to do, Mr. President. Gee, that's big. Not only within the Senate, but I think in the country.
Well, we couldn't tell them too much today.
I understand.
And, but that's why I tried to give them more color and that sort of thing. But they like that, too. I mean,
you bet they do.
About what the leaders are like and why we do this and that. But, I mean, and we can't give them any more in the future because it's, you know, it's all done now.
Mr. President, Bill Fulbright was flattered by the few words that you expressed to him in the presence of the Secretary of State just before you left the cabinet room.
Yeah, well, I said we hoped he'd work with Bill about what we couldn't answer and what we couldn't.
Right. But he was flattered that you took the time to give him that private message.
Mm-hmm. So,
even though with him it's more important than it is with perhaps anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us a hard time on, as you know, on Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberté, and we're trying to work that out now. And I'm going to see Bill Fulbright again today.
Do your best.
On that subject, we surely will, sir. But no, leaders' meeting was excellent, Mr. President.
We're glad you were holding the fort down, Clark.
Well,
thank you.
We're so pleased that you and Mrs. Nixon are home in good health and good spirits with such a fantastic accomplishment.
We were in good health and good spirits, but a little bit bushed.
I can believe it. You didn't get much of any sleep, it didn't sound like, but you were up until 4 or 5 o'clock working...
Night after night, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Well, I hope you'll get some rest.
All right.
Thank you.